Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and in the midst of a recession, is it actually possible that there might be some good economic news for developing nations? Joining us today is Carol Adelman. She's the director of the Center for Global Prosperity at the Hudson Institute, a think tank that believes in the free market and individual responsibility. The Center for Global Prosperity just released a report that finds one area in which recession numbers won't take a nosedive. They say the private sector in developing countries in developed countries like ours, will continue giving money to the developing world. Carol Adelman, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Tell us about this report. It's kind of counterintuitive. You would think that the amount of private aid or even remittances from family member to family member would plummet during such an economic downturn. What are you finding instead?
Well, we are finding certainly at the end of 2008, where we do have a little bit of data on remittances, that they were continuing to grow, but just at a slower rate than 2007. Now, the predictions for 2009 on remittances, and these are the monies that migrants living here in the U.S. and other countries around the world send back to their home countries, those now are predicted to go down, but the fall is predicted to be only 5 to 8%. And as far as private philanthropy goes, we don't have hard data on that yet for 2009, but we do have past studies looking at the U.S. when we were in recessions for 8 to 10 months. And what we found, what they found was that individual giving fell, but it fell really less than 10%. So I wouldn't say we can call, we're just saying that this may be more of a glass half full than half empty for the developing world.
How confident are you in those numbers? Because I know as we look around New York City here at other not-for-profits that are dependent on philanthropy, arts organizations, all kinds of things, they say their donations are falling through the floor. And if they were suffering only 10% declines, many nonprofits, whether it had to do with vital services, social services, arts organizations, like I said, whatever, they would be delighted to only be hit with a 10% decline right now. How confident are you in these numbers?
Well, as I say, we're just from the private philanthropy, Brian, looking at, you know, past behavior. And so we don't know. And it doesn't mean to say that certain philanthropies and NGOs aren't getting drastically hit. They are. These past studies looked at the average declines, and that's what they were. Now, we don't know whether that's going to hold true, and we'll probably, as we get more numbers over the coming months, real numbers, we'll be able to predict that better.
Mm-hmm. In fact, in January, the newspaper El Diario La Prensa here in New York reported a trend of what they called reverse remittances here in New York City. Instead of sending funds, migrants, mostly Dominicans in the case of this article, are receiving money from their family members down there. I don't know if you've been able to, I don't know if you know that story or have been able to confirm or refute it, but does this fit into your prediction about the recession-proof nature of remittances?
Well, we certainly know that there will be certain cities, certain countries or regions in those countries that might be sending back money from, you know, the hometowns back to their relatives here in the U.S. But what we look at the big picture. So we can't deny that that may be happening, you know, in certain places. But what we're finding overall from the numbers that we get from the World Bank and the remittances experts there that are looking at remittances all over the world, they're predicting this 5 to 8% decline, and they're not seeing reverse remittances as a huge problem.
Listeners, we could take some phone calls on this. Those of you who send money back to your country of origin, immigrants from anywhere to the New York area, are you still able to send the remittances that you have been? What stories are you hearing from your relatives where you came from in terms of the overall impact of the downturn on their towns? I'm sure that the Puebla area of Mexico is getting very, very negatively affected from a downturn in remittances from the New York area. Anyone else from anywhere. Call and talk about remittances. And how about reverse remittances? Have you yourself received a reverse remittance, or do you know anyone who has? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for Carol Edelman from the Hudson Institute. Carol, as a matter of policy, you predict that the Obama administration will focus less on direct U.S. foreign aid and more on small-scale private giving. Why do you say that?
Well, we don't know yet what they're going to be focusing on, but I think that if you look at how President Obama ran his campaign and how he used the Internet very creatively, and he reached out to many donors and got a lot of small donations and was very interactive with those donors. Interestingly enough, we're finding that that's how private aid is changing, because now a lot more giving is being done through the Internet, through text messaging. Even on Twitter, they hold things called Twestivals, where people can send in money via their cell phones and other ways. And in one case, $250,000 was raised for 55 charities throughout the world. So I think Obama's techniques and also his push for accountability — he was a co-sponsor of the Federal Funding Accountability and Transparency Act, which is now underway, which is trying to look at what is going on with government money, where is it going, how much is going to overheads. So I am feeling that he is going to be he mirrors what we're seeing in private philanthropy and effective foreign aid.
The Twestivals are interesting. How else do you see new technology working in philanthropy?
Well, some of the new Internet giving sites, like Kiva.org, which many of your listeners, I'm sure, can go on and make a $10 loan to an agricultural farm in Nigeria or to a chicken farmer in Tanzania.
Those are actually microloans, like the one that won Dr. Yunus the Nobel Prize, being distributed by individuals through individuals using the web, right?
Yes, it's very people-to-people, very hands-on. I talked to the head of globalgiving.com, Dennis Whittle, and he said one of his donors didn't like the way the donee was raising her organic eggs, and he said, "I'm withdrawing my loan. I'm giving it to someone else that is." And now those three people are in discussion on how to do those eggs better. I mean, this is a way of interacting and doing foreign aid that has never been seen before.
Let's take a phone call. Izuka in East Orange, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Yes, I really have to say that my remittances to my family has really dropped ever since the economic turmoil started. You know, initially when I migrated to this country a couple of years ago, and my remittances were so high on a monthly basis. But ever since the economy turned around, it has been really difficult to remit money back home. Though I still remit money, but not as much as I used to do in the past.
Izuka, where are you from?
I'm a Nigerian.
And what kind of work have you had mostly in this country?
Yes, I'm a physical therapist.
What kind of work have you done mostly here?
Oh, yeah. Initially, when I moved over here, I started with doing some working with people with disabilities. Then when I did my licensing, I now moved up to working in the health field as a physical therapist.
Physical therapist.
Yeah.
And there's a downturn for physical therapists right now.
Yes. Generally, there's a downturn for every health sector from what we can see in the country today. You know, it's more of a global and general problem in all fields.
And do you see, I don't know where in Nigeria you're from, but have you heard of any kind of larger impact or a lot of people not sending remittances, and that's contributing to an economic problem in the town or city that you're from? I know some places are more dependent on remittances than others.
Oh, yeah. From my experience with a couple of friends who also remit money back home, who are also from Nigeria, there's a serious reduction in what they send back home. Because especially when you are laid off or you are your hours are cut down on the job, you find it very difficult to make ends meet. And one way or the other is going to affect what you send back home.
Izuka, thank you very much, and good luck to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Dominic in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dominic.
I'm okay, Brian. Best show on radio.
You're very kind.
I actually did some investment in Liberia when work was good for me in New York City. And right now, I'm getting money from there to pay my mortgage, to pay my living expenses in New York City. Can't believe it.
You're getting money from them to pay your living expenses?
Yes, because I sent money down there to do some investment in poetry, in transportation, and all this while I've been gathering the profit, in a bank account. So when things got very tough for me here, I had a request for them to send me money.
Do you know other Liberian immigrants who are also receiving remittances?
Not really, no.
Dominic, good luck to you. I hope things turn up.
Hi, Brian. Thanks.
Amadou in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Amadou.
Yeah, hello, Brian. I am from West Africa, and one of my friends was having his business here, and he was doing well until recently, and his business went down, and he can't pay even his bills, so he has to receive some money from his home country, which is Guinea.
Are you seeing people like him going back or considering going back? I know some communities are experiencing a lot of reverse migration.
Well, actually, Brian, yeah, that's true, because he was saying if he continues like this for the next 1 to 2 years, he will go back.
Amadou, thank you. Good luck to you and to your friend. Imagine that, Carol Edelman, thinking that he would have more economic opportunity in Guinea than here in New York.
Yeah, quite amazing. But I think what's so fascinating to me from your three African guests who called in is how they were able to come to this country and let their entrepreneurial skills unleash and during the better times. So we just hope that this economy will get better and they'll be able to stay here and do that. And I think a very interesting thing is that, and people don't know this, that all developed countries give to the developing world in government aid is about $104 billion. And what all those same developed countries send back in remittances is $145 billion. So they play, and in the United States alone, the migrants here send back $79 billion to the developing world. But over $3 billion of that actually goes to Africa. So it's a huge financial flow that we know is getting directly into the hands of families and really helping.
As a free market think tank, does the Hudson Institute try to encourage more private giving and less government foreign aid?
Well, I think we don't encourage one or the other, but what we think is the real answer to reducing poverty and helping people get back up on their feet and really helping countries make it is private investment and allowing countries to grow through the free market or through open markets. And so we believe, though, that private philanthropy, because we know it's so much higher than government aid from the U.S. to the developing world, and we know it's more efficient because it has lower overheads and expensive government contractors, and the projects tend to be more efficient through volunteerism as well. We think that it's probably a more efficient way of delivering that help.
Any last thing you want to say in our last 20 seconds about the effects of the recession on global prosperity?
Yeah, I think that there's no question there are effects. The biggest effects are going to be from falls in foreign direct investment. But I think that through the huge amount of private philanthropy, some $50 billion going into the developing world, these $145 billion in remittances, I think that developing countries have got a little buffer there, and hopefully they'll be able to hang on until the developed world gets its act together.
Well, let's hope you're right. Carol Edelman, director of the Center for Global Prosperity at the Hudson Institute. Their new report finds remittances and private philanthropy to the developing world might not go down as much as feared. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.